This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
This is Glenn the Geek, hopefully from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April the 3rd, 2012, episode 372. Good morning, horse world. This should be the last day of our moving break. Jamie, Coach Jen, and I hopefully will be back live tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern here on Horses in the Morning, provided the cable company showed up and hooked up the studios to internet and we can actually get to you via the airwaves. We're hoping that we'll be here tomorrow morning. We'll let you know on our Facebook page if that changes, but I think everything's looking pretty good so far. We thought for this last day of our break that I would share with you a musical episode that Jamie and I didn't do. This was actually done by Alan Moorhead of the Western Radio Show with the young 18-year-old barrel racer at Chancey Neal, and we've played a couple of her songs here on Horses in the Morning. She is a terrific singer and is now in Nashville looking to make a career out of it, and she talks a little bit about that with Alan. I think you'll enjoy his interview with Chancey and the music that she will share with all of you today. Enjoy this, and we hopefully will see you back here tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, live, this time from Ocala, Florida.
Here we come, a roping and a rock, can't stop now, the dirt as a flyer, we're bringing you all the news that you need to know. Home on the ranch or on the road show, horse radios, wherever you're going, well, sit right back, it's a Western radio show. Sit right back, it's the Western radio show.
This is Alan Moorhead. Here's a cowgirl that's got some awards in herself. I mean, her first song. Now, I've known her from barrel racing almost all her life. Chancey Neal, Calhoun, Louisiana, won an NBHA World Championship. I believe she was 9 years old. It was 2004. Dakota's Chieftain, big black and white paint horse. He's still going. He's almost 19 years, and her little sister Chesney's running him. I've had the opportunity to witness Chesney running this great horse as well. But Chancey Neal found out a little bit later in her life on a family vacation that she wanted to be an entertainer. She liked music, didn't realize it. And she's going to tell you that story. She's on our show today. She's the focus of our show today. All things are attainable. If you just keep things real and in front of you, it can certainly happen. She won an award with her very first song she ever wrote. Didn't know she could write songs. Didn't know she could sing. And as it turns out, she can do both and does them good. So that's why I've named today's show A Singing Cowgirl, because this cowgirl can sing, she can write. You're going to be reading a lot about her, and she's already getting some airplay on some Louisiana radio stations, and we're going to give her airplay at horseradionetwork.com. You're certainly going to hear some more songs, westernradioshow.com. I think Glenn and Jamie are going to, as a matter of fact, this past Tuesday, I guess it was, they played one of her songs on there, and you'll hear it today as well. The first song I'm going to play for you before we get into it is a song she wrote with a bull rider from California. We'll find out more about that a little bit later on, but it's about the power of love, and it's called Love Doing Its Thing. Here's Chancey Neal.
Turn you into stone. You told yourself toughest man go by a rose. On all this truck, try on some brand new clothes, make any girl feel so good inside. She'll smile more than she's ever cried. It never dies. It's been a lie. Before time began, it's designed to make the world spin. And it tugs on your heart. It heals its own scars. Even though it's so hard to explain, that's just the love.
That's love doing its thing, and here's the cowgirl that made love doing its thing. Chancey Neal, Calhoun, Louisiana. Well, it's not even Louisiana anymore. You got a Nashville address right now, don't you?
I do. I'm still a Louisiana girl at heart, though.
Oh, well, are you an LSU fan?
I am an LSU fan, but
I'm sorry.
I'm more of a Saints fan.
Oh, I'm sorry, twice. it was, what, Alabama got LSU, and I hated it, too. I mean, I thought that the rematch thing
that game was
bogus. That was just a bunch of bull that Alabama got a chance to do it again. And Lord, the Saints, holy cow, in the last 2 minutes, that game just changed hands 9 or 10 times.
I know. It was so horrible to watch. I was like, I think I ended up cutting it off, and at the end I was just like, okay, I'm rooting for touchdowns. I don't even care what team it is anymore. So.
Yeah, well, I was working a PBR in Columbus, Georgia that night, and holy cow, we thought it was over with. We started the PBR, and I was getting some folks were updating me every, and I says, holy cow, it can't be that. They didn't have that much time left, but anyway, man.
I know.
So how's the songwriting going?
Oh, it's going amazing. I'm staying busy. I'm writing almost every day. So that's a passion of mine, and it's really good to be able to meet new people, you know, the songwriters.
Yeah.
And then go in there not knowing who they are and then coming out having, like, a best friend.
Yeah, and we're going to make a lot of best friends for you, too, at thewesternradioshow.com. We've got a bunch of dedicated listeners that love great music, and you've certainly got it. Talk a little bit about Love Doing Its Thing, where it came from, what was the inspiration for that. It's a beautiful song.
Well, a lot of times when you go in there to write, you go, and I watch, like, other people's stories and stuff, and then I from my experience, too, and so we went in there to write, and I wrote with Shane Miner and Mike Mobley. And Shane actually used to ride bulls. He was a bull rider. He's from California.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was his title, and he kind of, you know, had his story, and we explained that how powerful love is. Like,
yeah,
it's a big deal, you know, and it's almost like, it's like a person. So we just kind of played off that, and loved it, and Shane came.
Right. Well, is it the kind of a deal that you feel that love is powerful and it's that passionate? Is it the same kind of love that you still have for barrel racing? I know that, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but you came up on the back of barrel horses. 2004, I got to witness in Jackson, Mississippi, you and a little black and white paint horse. Little black and white paint horse. Heck, he's thick as a house. Old Dakota. And, I mean, you were up against some tough competition. And I was just looking back through my records. And in 2004, in our 12 and under, you were 2D world champion on Dakota Chieftain. And I just got to notice Brandon Halterline, 1-to-1D, Jared Begnaud, also of Louisiana, was the 3D titleist, and Blake Allen. You were the only cowgirl at the time that won a world title in 2004 and 12 and under for the National Barrel Horse Association.
Wow.
How'd that make you feel?
I did not know that. Wow. Well, I mean, it's never that same kind of love. That just made my day.
There was a bunch
of guys. Okay, cool.
A bunch of guys and you.
That sounds about that's about right. It sounds like I have a song called "What Boys Do." So I guess it is. I've been doing that all my life, I guess.
Absolutely. How long have you been running barrel horses?
I've been running horses, since I was about 5.
Holy cow.
So, as long as I can remember. And we've always had horses.
Yeah.
I remember I started out, my dad led me on my pony, you know. And I remember, his name was Blaze.
Yeah.
And he would run, and Blaze would just be trotting. And then my next horse was Dakota. My next horse was Kaya.
Right.
And she just helped you. One of those that helped you learn to ride. And then there was Dakota. I remember the first super show was a Holiday Classic.
Right.
And I think you were announcing at it.
I was there.
And I ran to the third barrel on him, and I looked back at the clock. It was when the clock used to be at the end of the arena. And we have it on video. I looked back at the clock. And then I ended up, placing in 40. Like the last hole in 40.
Yeah, worried about what you're running instead of worried about riding, but that's all right.
I know.
Yeah, and it's the kind of a thing that your whole and thinking back to, we did a show last week, a special tribute to Hotshot, that great horse that passed away end of 2011, and I know that you've seen her run, and I don't know how well you may know Tanya Steinhoff, but she was talking about when she got started barrel racing the story was that they went to the barn and saddled up horses before they ever got to the house coming home from the hospital, and I know it's the same kind of a thing with you. And runs down through your family. Your sister Jossie runs barrels. And this last year, you were talking about the Holiday Classic. This last year, 2011 December, at the Holiday Classic, Billy Webb Show in Jackson, Mississippi. Your little sister Chesney was running that old Dakota horse.
She was. And it's so good to see, him doing the same thing he is for her. It just makes me happy, to see her. And she loves him.
And he's 19.
And she's got the love for it.
Yeah, 19-year-old horse now.
He's 19. He's about to be 19.
He's almost as old as you. How old are you now?
I'm 17.
Oh, he's older than you.
He's older than me. He's 2 years older than me. So that's how I keep up with him.
Oh, holy cow. What are you going to do with all your old age, man? You're away from home in Nashville and becoming a star and all that kind of good stuff. You're going to forget all about us, but it was good. And you came to watch your sister run. Actually, you wanted to try to run, got there a little late to get entered, but it was just good to see it. How is homecoming for you? Like, I know when you go to Calhoun, Louisiana, to visit with mom and dad, Jossie and Chesney. That's one thing, but what kind of a homecoming? Because it's one thing that we always talk about on WesternRadioShow.com, the Western world, roping. That's a family. Bull riding, that's a family. Rodeo as a whole is family, and barrel racing is a family as well. What was it like to come back from Nashville after being gone a little while and come back around all those barrel racers that you hadn't seen for a while?
Well, it was a little bit of pressure because. you have good days and you have bad days. And then if you haven't been in a while, it's like, I know I can still ride, but it's like, I better ride good on this day, because and that's probably my head, because everybody is good to see you and, they want you to do good and everything, but I guess just for myself, I want to make sure I do good. I don't know what the deal is with that, but.
So now, with what you're gathering in success, and I understand that you've not only in songwriting, and that's a great career that you want to pursue, but you really want to get into performing your own songs on stage too, right?
I do, yeah, definitely.
And you've been opening for who?
I have opened for Liz Bryan and Pat Green and Lee Bryce, Josh Thompson on CMT tour this past November with Luke, Josh, and Lee. And we played South Haven, Mississippi, Auburn, Alabama, which was 10,000.
Right.
And my hometown of Monroe. And then I also did farm tour with Luke this year and last year. So it's crazy because the other day I was talking with my dad and I just kind of calculated it up how many people I'd played for the big show this year. And it was around 50,000. It's just like that big of a number with something that started with a guitar just because I wanted to just play guitar. And then it led to singing to 50,000 people in a year, you know.
Holy cow. Well, we've got more on your story about coming from cowgirl barrel racing to wanting to play the guitar, and we'll get into what struck your interest in that. But I want to play a song for our listeners at westernradioshow.com that I really like. It's kind of from the rodeo life. It's Right Away. And did you write that one by yourself, or was it with someone else?
I wrote that with a guy named Ben Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Now, does Ben know anything about rodeo, or was it all your storyline? And it's kind of the story about a lot of just the life behind the scenes at the rodeos is kind of what it is to me.
Right, right. Well, the way that one came up is it was a first ride, and I never met him, and I go everywhere with my belt buckle and boots on.
Yeah.
And so I walk in, and I have my belt buckle, and he's like, oh, what does that say? And I explained it, and I was like, 2004 world champion, you know, and then he was like, oh, that's awesome. And so I got to talking about it. And he goes, okay, we have to write a song about that. He goes, I'm just not leaving here without writing a song about that. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And so we started playing around with it. And I guess it kind of added my personality in it. And we came up with this story about, you know, instead of the cowboy rides away, well, hey, sometimes the cowgirl rides away.
Exactly right. Yeah, we've seen that happen a lot of times. I'm done with you. I'm just going to ride away. That happens a lot.
Fast, too.
We'll come back with some more with Chancey Neal of Calhoun, Louisiana. Enjoy Right Away.
Something to see. There's my Billy Cook saddle sitting in the barn. The last time I was in the stirrups, I was in your arms in the dark. Started raining hard. We took cover under the tree. Sometimes the cowgirl rides away.
So have you ever had to ride away?
Well, you always got to ride away sometimes. But I try to put myself in the position where I don't have to, but, you know, it happens to everybody.
And it's really a cool story because I know in talking to you when you were 9 and won the world title in 2004, you could see the sparkle in your eye. And it's just like working a pro rodeo, and anytime you run barrels, every little girl in the crowd wants to be a barrel racer when we're running barrels. And you wanted to be a barrel racer and still do barrel race. As we talked about earlier, when you come home and things like that, tell us the story on a vacation, on a family travel that got Chancey Neal interested in music and playing the guitar.
Well, it was a family vacation to Gatlinburg, and on the way home, we stopped in Chattanooga at Lookout Mountain. And so we get to the top, and there are these two girls, they're casually playing guitar on the top of this mountain. And I was just fascinated. They were really good. And I watched for a couple hours just sitting there. And I thought it was so cool that they were playing guitar. And so a couple months later, we went home and everything. A couple months later, I reminded my parents, I was like, you know, this girl is on the mountain. I want to do that. I want to play guitar.
Right.
And at the time, I didn't want to sing because I didn't know I could. And nobody in my family is musical or anything. And so we're all horse people.
Yeah.
And so we got home, and they got me guitar lessons after I said that I want to play. And a couple months into it, I've been playing, and the natural step is singing with playing guitar. And so I started singing with it, and then I kind of liked it. I was like, I kind of like this. And so at my sister's 18th birthday party, I sang to about 150 people, and I was nervous as all get out.
Oh, I imagine.
And I was only going to sing one song. I was like, you know, I was just so nervous. That's all I wanted to do. And I ended up singing 5, and that broke the ice. And then, actually, I don't know if you know this, but I ended up a lot of the places I was singing are at, like, Jackson at the Super Shows. I would set up my guitar and set out my guitar case and make chips. So that's where a lot of it started, you know. So.
Yeah, and when the NBHA started that deal, the NBHA Star, whatever it was, or Idol, you won that one year, didn't you?
Well, I didn't win it. I did compete in it.
Right. And from that, Sherry Fulmer heard you and got you to sing the national anthem for the short go for the finals.
Did I sing the national? I thought it was. I think it was. I did sing one time at. I had my guitar, and they got me up there like before the show's final started.
Right. Okay.
I know I sang like the national anthem at Josie's.
Right. Right.
A couple years. I think the girl who won it ended up singing.
Yeah. Who ended up talking you into going to Nashville?
Luke actually ended up talking me into going. And Luke and Dallas Davidson. And the first night I met him, it's a really crazy story. I pretty much just. He had a show in Jackson, Mississippi at the Coliseum over there by where all my other memories are made. And he had a concert at, of all things, Dixie Nationals.
Right.
And I happened to have, like, a meet-and-greet pass. But it's when you have a meet-and-greet, you only get a certain – you get a picture and a hey, you know, and then you go and watch the rodeo. Well – I did that, and we were sitting there watching the rodeo, and I was expecting to come there and be able to talk to him, and, you know, I didn't know how it works. I wouldn't do this now, but, and so we were sitting there watching the rodeo, and I was like, I just can't do this. I have to go down there, you know, I have to do something about it. And so I left my parents, and I went down there backstage and started talking, and his fiddle player ended up introducing me to Luke again. And she told him about how I sang and stuff. And Luke was nice enough to where he, you know, he said, well, you know, get me a CD or something. And, yeah. And so I said, okay. Well, when that was, when the show was over and everything, he went up on a bus, and I was like, well, do I just walk up on there or what? And so I went and got a CD and got my guitar, and I had, I guess the security guard at the bus liked me. I don't know. And he's like, come on. And so he opened the door, and I just walked up on there, and I gave him the CD, and I said, can I play you a song that's not on the CD? And he was like, yeah, go ahead, you know, and I'm sure he was like, oh, Lord, what am I getting myself into? And so I 3 hours later, me, him, and Dallas Davidson, who is one of the, who got Songwriter of the Year this year, ended up playing guitar for 3 hours and singing. And then Dallas told me I need to go, they both told me, go to Nashville right now, you know, and they were great. And I stayed in contact with Luke, and so now we share the same manager now.
And from what I've read in some stories and interviews that you've had with publishers and things, is another of Luke's encouragements to you is to go to Nashville, but keep your eyes towards college too.
Right, he did. That's what he said. He goes, you're so young. He said, you know, you really need to, he goes, go to college. And then that was the first song. And then, you know, next couple of songs he was like, well, you should go to college in Nashville. And so, he's big on that.
Yeah, that could work. Tell me a little bit about the song, the first ever song you ever wrote, You Drive Me Crazy, in which that was a song that earned you the Dixie Horizon Entertainer of the Year. Don't know exactly what that is, but you can tell us. But, I mean, that's quite an honor for your first song to put you in a title or to put you in an award.
Right, that was, oh man, I haven't played that song in a long time, but yeah, that was my first song, and the Dixie Horizon Entertainer of the Year is, it was a talent show, and I won it, and what you do, when you win it, you get, there's this, like, theater in Ruston, Louisiana, close to my hometown, and I guess it sounds like a lot more than it is, but you get to do, like, a bunch of shows, and they, and it's really cool, they, you know, you're kind of like the advertisement for the theater for like the year, and
right.
It was cool. It was a cool first experience for my first song, you know.
Okay, now you've already won a world title in barrel racing, and I know that had to be a goal. What kind of goals do you have for yourself now in your music career?
Well, my main goal is to sign a record deal and go on tour, and have the whole world hear my songs. That's just
right.
That's my main goal. And then I have other ones like I've been on CMT tour, but and that was three shows. And I wanted to, my next one is I want to go on a whole tour, you know,
right.
A whole leg of a tour. And I also a publishing deal, so that that's coming up pretty soon under the radar, kind of. And but yeah, I mean, those are my main ones. And oh, another one is I want to get a cut, my other writer, a cut, a song cut by an artist, an outside artist.
Right, right. And that, I mean, when that happens, I mean, there's that can be pretty lucrative to you, as I understand it. I've worked some bull ridings and rodeos in and around the Nashville area, and have had a chance to meet some songwriters and studio players, and holy cow, what they say that they get just off of royalties and things like that, with Garth Brooks doing a song or something like that. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
The money that you can make it as a writer. But if you have the passion for performing your songs, I mean, that's just a whole different deal, too.
Right, it really is. And there's a whole, you know, there's a lot more along with it with performing. But
yeah.
It's just something I love, you know. I feel like I'm in the arena when I'm on stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's got the same feeling to
yeah.
it.
And as I said earlier in our opening, all of our listeners, my co-host Tammy Schrantz, the Australian, she's kind of taken up with the guitar too. She's going to be mad when she hears this interview, because she would have loved to talk to you about playing guitar and picking up some. She does a little. Did you ever do any gospel music?
I haven't done a lot. I mean, I have because I grew up singing in church, but I'm Church of Christ, and so we don't have instruments.
Oh.
And so, you know, they don't have musical instruments on Sunday. So we do on Friday nights, but it's just different from gospel, I guess.
And what horse are you running now?
I'm running Queen, and I'm also running Dakota's son, Dodger.
Yeah. Dakota, he was a bad little boy at one time, huh?
He was. He was something else. he was fun to...
Yeah, you told me that, because I asked you, because I didn't remember him being a stallion, and you said, yeah, he was, and he jumped the fence one time, and that's where Dodger came from, and...
That's where Dodger came from, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that was a surprise, but a good one.
Exactly right. Well, it gave you a horse later on.
And Dodger got me a state championship.
Oh, really?
Too, so, I mean, so he's a nice horse, and Chesney, my little sister, did really good on him at the Holiday Classic.
Right. Yeah, she won some checks on a couple of horses.
She was in 2D.
Yeah, it seemed like every time we turned around, we were calling Chesney to run and had her chaps on and everything. She's cool. She's
my chaps, too. Yeah. That's funny because that's the reason I loved her name so much when my mom and dad named her.
Yeah.
Because it had the CEM and my chaps had my initials on them. And I was like, gosh, you want my chaps? Okay. I like that name.
You're going to have to write a song about Chesney now. That song, I mean, there's Kenny Chesney. Now you got Chesney Neal and Chancey. It all ties in. It's all cool. Well, continued luck to you. I hope you have plenty of success. I know you will. You've got the drive. You prove that by spending the time with your horses, honing a talent to win a world championship in the second division for the National Barrel Horse Association, impressing Luke Bryan and those to encourage you to go to Nashville. And from what I understand, you're impressing everybody there as well. It won't be long before we hear one of your songs with either someone else doing it, which some of your songs are getting playtime on the air now in Calhoun, Louisiana, aren't they?
They are. In Ruston and Monroe, and I know, and I haven't heard them because we don't have XM, but I think a couple of XM stations have played them, and so I got my first BMI check, and so that was nice. I was like, well, I'm getting airplay on my own songs. So.
Yeah, that's a cool deal.
I know, it's a cool feeling just having, you know, royalties from your own songs.
That's entry fee money, isn't it?
It is. Definitely, yeah.
That's another barrel race. That's fuel in a barrel race entry. You can go up and double that, huh?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I might need to make a little more for if I, you know.
And here in just a moment, we're going to carry this thing out with another one of your songs, and it's one that I really like because I've always been one that was, and my wife, she's kind of a tomboy kind, and I just like the tomboy girls, and the title of this song, I mean, when you look at it and see the title, you don't really think of what it is until you start listening to the words, and I'm not going to give it away until our listeners hear it, but it's called What Boys Do. And I think that somewhere down the line with some more exposure and some of our listeners getting this thing out there, it could be a cowgirl anthem, I believe, with the words and what it means. And without letting too much out, what was your, I guess, inspiration to put this song out, What Boys Do?
Oh, that was definitely, I guess, that says me all over it, you know, when you hear it. It's just, if you want to know who Chancey Neal is, listen to What Boys Do.
Listen to What Boys Do. And where can they download this music right now? Anybody that's listening to this?
I have it on iTunes.
iTunes?
iTunes and CD Baby.
So do they just search Chancey Neal and it'll come up with all your titles? Or do?
And I have like two albums on there. It's a newer album.
Mm-hmm.
Called Silverado.
Silverado's cool. You gave me that one in Jackson in December, and I have about, my player has about sighted all the music off of it, and I had to put it in my computer. if you don't mind, I'm going to start playing some of your music at some of my rodeos and stuff like that. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going to carry this thing out. We're running out of time on today's show, westernradioshow.com, and you got a Facebook. It's Chancy Dill on Facebook. Go to that, and you can find out more. Go to iTunes, search Chancy Dill, one album, Silverado. Remember the songs we've done today. Love doing its thing. That was the first one. Right Away, I like that one. That was our halftime show. And What Boys Do, you're going to hear that in just a moment as we carry out of this week's WesternRadioShow.com. Be sure to listen next week. We're going to have another great show for you. Should be Stacy Westfall. We're still getting things worked out. Thought it was going to be this week. And we'll be talking to the great one on the Reigning Horses, Stacy Westfall. Show notes and links for today's show at WesternRadioShow.com. And we'd love to hear your feedback. We have a contact link on the website, or you can Twitter us at Horse Radio. We've also got our Facebooks, Alan Moorhead, Tammy Schrantz on Facebook. And go to Tammy's and wish her some get-well wishes, if you will, for her accident that she had the other day. We've got emails as well, alan@horseradionetwork.com, tammy@horseradionetwork.com. And again, thank you to Succeed Digestive Conditioning Formula. Be sure to visit all the great shows on the Horse Radio Network at www.horseradionetwork.com. Chancy, thank you for joining me today and making it a great show. And thank you for your talent and sharing your talent with us. And, again, continued success to you.
Well, thank you so much. It was great talking to you, too.
And remember, folks, no matter how bad things get, the world looks better when you're looking down between the ears of your horse. Here is Chancy Neal in What Boys Do.